Yesterday was a bank holiday in Ireland, a public holiday. So I suppose I could say that that's the reason why I took the day off recording an audio mo for the 6th of June 2016. So let's crack on with today, Tuesday lunchtime. I got up this morning shortly after 9 o'clock, although I didn't get dressed until closer to 10 o'clock, and I felt very groggy. Certainly wasn't in great form, just bloody tired. Now, you could say that was after a very energetic weekend, during which I jumped into the Atlantic Ocean and swam off the rocks in near Lahinch. And that was exhilarating, but it might well have taken more out of me than I felt it was taking out of me. Certainly I felt it was putting something into me yesterday and the day before. So anyway, I recovered, as soon as I got clothes onto me, proper clothes onto me. And I went into town with my daughter, who protested vigorously about having to come into town with me and try just about every other option for the day. And I had a really good experience, and that's what I want to tell you about, because it's a second really good experience that I've had with Irish public bodies. I went along to renew my driving license, and that's another detailed story. But the National Vehicle Licensing Centre or Authority in Ireland are very good to deal with, both on the internet, because they have a good website, and they will respond to queries sent to them on query sheets, as I did. And within a few days, now it took a few days for them to come back to me. It's good, the website is good, you can book an appointment. Although, you have to wait maybe sometimes 2 weeks for an appointment. And you can also drop in on a daily basis, sign yourself in, and it'll tell you that you have a wait of anything between kind of 1 hour and 5 hours to be seen. But it works. The system works. And the person I dealt with this morning was superb, face-to-face. She, all I can say is totally professional. There was, for reasons which would take too long on the audio for me to go into, a reason for me to be anxious about the transaction. But I did something that's been hanging over me for a long time, and I discovered. In other words, I applied for an Irish driving license. I've been driving on a UK driving license in Ireland ever since I came back here in 2005. And I lost it, and I have not had it for some time. And that was the reason for my great anxiety. So that was an act of stupidity. I really ought to have done what I recently did some time ago. So the second experience I've had in Ireland in recent times, but actually goes back a while, is with the authority in Ireland that taxes for that has the responsibility of taxing your motor car or your vehicle, if you like. And they are fantastically efficient, have a perfect website as far as I'm concerned, and they're fabulous to deal with. I never spoke to anybody from there, but it's the simplest thing. If you're late on paying your license, they charge you for the back license. They add that on to the current, and you can pay your whole year, or you can pay half a year, or you can pay a quarter of a year. And the system works, and you receive through the post. You pay with a plastic card, you receive your tax through the post. Now, for other reasons, I have applying for my tax has always, well, not always, but often been associated with more anxiety. The reason being that I sometimes, not sure quite how often, have been a bit late paying my tax on my car. So you can see there are two procrastinations that I have recently overcome, or will have, once I do the car tax. And both of them, when I faced up to doing them, proved to be uncomplicated. There was no big brother or big sister or big parent saying, shame on you, Paul O'Mahony, for not doing what you should have done. It was all very matter of fact. And there was I thinking, why was I anxious? Why didn't I do it in the past? Now, this got me thinking today, which, by the way, is a nice, fine, cloudy, dry, warm day, after a sumptuous weekend of great weather. But you know, what was my question? This is the adult brain. Focus, Paul, pay attention. I have no notes in front of me, and I'm now filling in the gap between what I last said and what I'm going to say next. But the key issue for me is why do I procrastinate? Have I procrastinated? And you know how we're all interested in looking into the life of other people in order to compare our own life with theirs. My own approach to this model is that we all have some anxiety about whether we are mad, whatever that means, or not, whether we're deranged. And when we see into somebody else's life, we look at it with a certain, it gives us great satisfaction, because we often discover that we're not quite as weird as we feared we were. Okay, back to the point. This is what I've been thinking this morning, and I offer it to you for your consideration. Two reasons why I have procrastinated about many things in my life. One is that I've been depressed and anxious and felt overcome by the process of doing something, no matter how tiny. Perhaps it's just picking up a phone and saying a single sentence to somebody. But no matter how tiny, and in some cases, the things I haven't done have been minuscule. Other times they've been quite big. And sometimes they started off small and grown very big. As, you know, some actual failure to do something hangs over me and crushes me and leads to more severe consequences. Like, for example, not paying a parking ticket. Whereas in the long run, you can actually end up in court if you don't pay after three efforts to get the money from you. So there is the depressed, anxious state. And then there is something that has often felt to me like the opposite, but I don't think is. When I feel so good about myself, so strong in myself, that I feel so strong that I don't need to comply with the regulations that apply to other people. Absurd, I know, but this is an example of me being high. I feel so good about myself that I feel, I'll just postpone it. I'll do it tomorrow. Ah, sure, I've got away with it so far, I won't do it until tomorrow. All of which is based around a sort of omnipotent fantasy that there will be no negative consequences for me, or that I'll be able to handle the negative consequences if they come along, because nothing really is too big for me to handle. So there are two of the reasons why I think I have procrastinated, not done things when it would have been to my advantage to have done them. And both are for what I would call emotionally unhealthy reasons. So, just to summarize, got up late, tired, no real energy, got loads of energy through going into town, faced up to something that's been hanging over me for a very long time. Then have two examples in public, how the Irish public service system works brilliantly, but only two examples, by the way, and how that, thinking about that, enables me to share, both with myself and with you, something about myself, and share it in a way that is, not in a way, yeah, in a spirit of being motivated to help other people, to you, to compare how you deal with things. Not that I expect you to subscribe to my theories about myself. Anyway, there we are. Audio Mo. Great chance to get to listen to other people's audio. And a great chance to communicate with other people too. Thanks very much. Bye for now.